Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
It is Preston and Steve's Isolation Idol. So turn up the volume and just say something, Nicole, and then we'll start all over again.
Yes! Can you hear me?
Yes, we won! So here we go. She says, I'm a mom of two boys. My husband's a Philly cop. I've been singing since I could talk. Music is my remedy for everything in life. From Holland, Pennsylvania, it's Nicole! Good morning, Nicole. How you doing?
Good morning.
Hey, so we are happy that you decided to sign up for Isolation Idol. And I'm curious, have you indeed been, you know, singing a little bit more since all this has been happening?
I definitely have. With all this time on my hands, you know, there's nothing else to really do but just sing all day. I feel like it lightens the mood and just makes everything better, you know?
Yeah. Do you have any sort of a recording facility at home? Do you sing into your computer or do you actually, you know?
Usually just my phone, and I just upload it to like Facebook or YouTube.
Ah,
I don't have like a studio or anything. I just usually sing in wherever there's good acoustics, like my bathroom.
is that where you're going to go to do this?
I think I'm going to go into my sunroom just because it's loud in there. So okay. I'll probably go there.
And yes, the whole time that you've been, because we're watching you via FaceTime, you've been walking around the house this entire time.
I'm pacing. I'm nervous.
All right. We'll find one spot because if you move around too much, sometimes it can, you know, things a little bit, jumpy. So, what are you going to be singing, Nicole?
I'm going to do a slowed down Radiohead creep.
Okay.
Yep.
So we've decided to go with about 30 seconds in that realm just to get a little taste of what you're all about, and we'll see if it's enough to wow the judges, okay?
Okay, sounds good to me. Are you ready?
Nicole, we are ready whenever you want
all
to.
Right.
Go ahead.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in the beautiful world. You're so very special. I wish I was special. But I'm a creep, I'm a widow, what the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here.
Wow.
I don't belong here.
And there it is.
Yeah.
Holy moly, right out of the box.
Yeah. So, Nicole, that reminds me of the postmodern jukebox version of that song. Is that is that where you were kind
of
calling from? Okay, cool.
Kind of like a Hallie Reinhardt esque type of thing.
Okay. Well, that was very cool. We're getting to look at Nicole as she sings too because we have the video Facebook message. What are we using?
I think it's Facebook message.
Yeah, whatever we're using. Yeah, but anyway, it's nice cool. Job. The sun looks nice. It's all good.
All right, listen, Nicole, we're gonna let you go because we got other contestants to get to, but we'll find out in a little while if you make the final. So nice job. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you so much, guys.
You guys know that I actually am a fan of American Idol, and I watch quite a bit.
I know.
And she had mentioned Hallie Reinhardt, who was a contestant, I believe a top five contestant on that show a few years back. And she does some stuff with the other American Idol contestants called Postmodern Jukebox. And really, really solid performance of that song.
Okay. I was impressed.
Yes, yes, very impressed.
Very impressed. She had a lot of soul in her
voice. Yes.
And
she had a good sunroom.
You know, with the quality that we have, that you never know. It's not going to sound perfect as far as the quality goes. But I was impressed with that.
First out of the gate, I'm liking where we're going. And only took us an hour and a half to get it.
She didn't seem nervous at all. Yes, Nick.
How are we going to do the judging? Are we just going to pick our top?
Oh yeah,
two?
You weren't here when we talked about that, were you?
Okay,
wait until the commercial break. We're going to have discussions in the commercial break.
Cool.
And then we'll come back, and after the commercial break, we'll reveal in the next segment who's getting the golden ticket and who moves on to Friday. So each one of us, make your own notations now, Nick. If you want to use kind of a 1 to 5 rank on your own, we can compare notes in the break, and then we'll narrow it down to 2. All right, with that, we move on to our next contestant. By the way, in today's first round of contestants where we have 6, we have 3 guys and 3 girls. We have one of our female contestants who's up. According to her bio, she grew up in Downingtown. Has been jamming out to MMR with her dad since before she could talk. She says, I'm a graduate of Temple University. Go Owls. And now am a professional stage actor living in West Philly. So please welcome Kendall to our show this morning. Hi, Kendall.
Hi.
Thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
So you're a professional stage actor. What presentations or productions have you been in?
So I mainly do like musical theater. I've been in shows at Bristol Riverside Theater, Walnut Street Theater. So I'm pretty much Philly based right now.
That's very cool.
And is this your full-time profession?
I try to make it my full-time profession, but I have to have a lot of other jobs on top of it.
Sure. Yeah.
That's the standard story. Yeah. When you're working your way through, you got to have some supplemental stuff. But the fact that you can stay at it and make a bit of a living off of it says a lot about your capabilities.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
And as Steven said, we can see everyone this morning, and you've done your makeup up, you're dressed very. This is not, you know, an 8:30 a.m. outfit I would normally see if someone who's just kind of hanging around the house. You look wonderful.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
All right. So what song will you be performing for us, Kendall?
I will be doing Valerie by Amy Winehouse.
Oh, my great God. Song.
I love Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, me too.
Okay. Well, when you are ready, let's get your performance. This is Kendall, everybody.
Great. Okay. Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things, what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Cause since I've come home, well, my body's been a mess and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. But won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Ooh, Valerie. Yeah, Valerie. Ooh, yeah.
All right, that's it. That's time-wise. That's what we got. Kendall, nice job. And I failed to mention earlier that, yes, if you want some accompaniment, if you want a track to be played.
Absolutely.
We do allow that.
Yeah, okay. Or if you're playing an instrument yourself, you know, that's fine.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. All right. Man, that was wonderful.
Thank you very much, Kendall. We appreciate it, and we'll see how you do, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, Kendall live in her bedroom.
Two good choices, 2 solid singers.
This morning on Isolation Idol. She was surprised when I first started hearing the track pop up. I'm like,
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, she's singing along.
I thought she was playing her couch.
started banging on the couch. Nick, Kathy, anybody? Anybody want to comment?
Well, I would just say that we have a lot of really talented listeners, and so the narrowing down process was extremely difficult. But the first 6, as you know, indicated by the first 2, they're great. They're all really talented. So I loved her voice. It's an awesome song, and I was impressed.
I predict a fair amount of conversing as we start to figure out who can be who will make the final 2 slots today, because we're off to a strong start.
And we have to compare these 6 contestants amongst each other, so it's kind of an odd thing. All right, so Kendall, so we have both Nicole and Kendall.
We got to write her name on a dart, which we'll throw at the wall.
Who were singers? We're going to go with something completely different now. Case had the is this the other music band there?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get the bio of our next contestant. He is from Hilltown, Pennsylvania. He says my favorite genre of music is heavy/death metal. I am a huge reptile and paleontology enthusiast and was planning to go on an excavation trip through the Academy of Natural Sciences before the pandemic hit. My wife pretends to tolerate it, but secretly she loves all the above things about me. And we got hitched last fall at Elmwood Park Zoo.
This is a great story.
Please welcome Dylan.
Hey, Dylan.
From Hilltown, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Hey, Dylan, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you just fine. So, Dylan, I see that you, sir, are a drummer, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Excellent. How long have you been playing, man?
On and off, about 20 years.
Wow.
It doesn't quite sound like 20 years, though. But I'll let you guys be the judge of that.
All right. Do you play in a band, or are you just kind of a guy who does it on his own?
No band. I just do it on my own. It's a lot of fun, and yeah, it's great.
I have to say, once I saw the drum set in the basement, I knew you were into reptiles.
where are you indeed in your house, by the way?
This is my basement.
Okay, and what kind of drum kit you got there?
This is a CB kit. I got Zildjian cymbals, Zildjian sticks. I've always used Zildjian. Actually, I've had this kit for 20 years. This is the only kit I've ever had.
Wow.
I also have an Iron Cobra double pedal.
So who in the world of heavy metal and death metal, who are your favorites?
George Coleus from Nile is hands down the best drummer on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Dave Lombardo from Slayer is also a huge influence of mine.
Okay.
Really, the list goes on and on. But there are just so many guys from like Europe or even Canada, like Flo Monnier from Cryptopsy. There are some outstanding metal drummers.
I'm going to guess we're going to hear a little bit of double bass from you, Dylan. Is that right?
There is a slight chance.
That's what I thought.
All right,
yeah.
So Dylan, because you're going to be banging on the Pagan Skins, you're probably not going to be able to hear us, you know, wrapping it up or whatever. So make sure you keep your eye on your computer monitor to see Marissa, because she'll kind of give you a visual, like, wrap up. What we'll probably end up doing
is we'll
pull the volume down. Maybe.
Yeah, because if you don't stop, if you keep going, we're going to have to pull the volume down just to keep it fair. We're being a little bit liberal with the 30 seconds, but, you know, 30 to 45, somewhere in that range. All right, bud?
I'm Brenda.
All right, let's get to it. Head on over behind the kit. And we'll be ready to go whenever you want to start playing. He's wearing shorts, by the way.
Love it.
He's all set to go. Okay, here we go. This is Dylan. Hang on. He's still going. All right, give him the wrap up, Marissa. Right. Give him the wrap up, please.
Flash him.
All right.
Whoa! Wow.
Whoa!
Yes. Whoa!
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Now, you say there's a hospital upstairs?
So the funny part about all that is mainly what we heard is...
It sounded like a robot drowning.
Dylan, can you hear us okay?
Yeah.
All right, so it was really hard to hear what you're doing. The thing about acoustic drums are... they really overpower speakers or microphones and the audio. So what we heard from you was like...
It was impressive.
I could tell by watching you, number one, you are a freaking speed demon. So you're all about speed, most definitely. So I was grasping what you were... what you're doing. That was some pretty wild, intense, really high-speed drumming. So, but our audio was less than stellar. But from me being a drummer, I am going to make sure that everybody knows what you're doing, because I got a handle on what you're up to, okay?
Gotcha.
All right.
Let me ask a quick question, President, because that thing looks like it's made out of industrial metal there. Is that to withstand the pounding that he just gave it?
Clearly, yes. Yeah. No, he's got some heavy hardware. He's got a rack mount, and he's going to give us a behind-the-scenes look. And you said you got Cobra pedals you have?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's definitely, you can fly on those, man. All right, Dylan, nice work. Thank you so much for participating.
Yeah.
All right, bud?
All right,
good luck to you. All right, so, he was definitely... Yeah, I know. It sounded like some kind of a video game.
But you could see he was... I mean, he was... going a mile a minute.
Oh, my God, yeah. I could tell. The only thing, it wasn't clean enough audio-wise to hear how clean he was playing or if it was sloppy stuff or not. I couldn't quite tell. But he definitely had a lot of
speed.
If you're
one of Dylan's neighbors and you heard that, call in.
He's a big-time death metal guy, so but it was kind of tough to tell. Yeah. All right, so anyhow. That's right. Dylan gave it a shot. We open up each and every person out there who's got instrumentation or vocal capability to be a part of this. And we have another contestant ready to go. This person is from Lansdale and writes in, I am a multi-instrumentalist, instrumental musician, solo and with the band called Gypsy Trail.
Huh.
As well as an artist and graphic designer. I'm a proud papa to my 5 and 7-year-old girl and boy, and luckily and happily married to my wife of almost 15 years. So, let's welcome from Lansdale, Pennsylvania, Damon!
Yeah.
Damon, how are you, man?
I'm great. Great to be here with you guys.
Wonderful to have you on. Now, listen, we understand in your audition, You sent in a video of you performing on multiple instruments and all mixed together. You played and sang along. How many instruments were you playing in that particular piece that you sent us?
There was 4 instruments.
What were
those? There was a ukulele, violin, guitar, and banjo.
Okay, so strings are your thing?
Strings are my thing, yeah. Singing, not so much. Strings are my thing.
Not so much, but strings, definitely. All right, so with that, and we appreciate it, and you're talented clearly from the audition tape that you sent in, what instrument have you settled in on to perform today? Because obviously you can't do all of those in one shot.
I'm going to try to do all 4, actually.
Really?
I have them all here, and I have a light backing track of my violin, which I'm going to echo with the violin and... Yeah, I'm going to try to do all 4.
Wow. All right.
I love it.
We're not opposed to that.
It's fairly short amount of time that we have here. You know that, right?
I know. I'm going to do my best.
All right. That's all we can ask. All right, Damon, what are you going to be performing, by the way?
I'm going to perform Yesterday from the Beatles.
Outstanding. All right, Damon, whenever you're ready, we are ready to hear it.
Wild to watch that because he kept going out of camera range, bending over and picking up the different instruments.
Yep. He barely made it. How many times did you rehearse that?
A lot.
Nice. All right. So 4 instruments in one shot. We had it all instrumental. He decided to keep the vocals to rest this time around.
Yeah.
So, all right, Damon, we will consider that. Thank you so much for performing this morning, but good luck to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
No problem.
I think also, Preston, the instruments by their nature can overpower the sound, but still appreciate what he just did. It was pretty amazing.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, he had he started with the uke, and then he picked up the guitar, and you could hear the violin going in the background to kind of fill and keep things moving along. And then after that, he picked up the violin, came into the middle part of that. But the banjo was very impressive, too. I wish I could play a bunch of instruments like that. That would be so cool.
I can. I just can't play music with them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can actually, you can pick them up and make noise.
Oh, my God, I'm just great.
But it's not a pleasant
noise. No, it's, in fact, it's sort of grating.
Which instrument were you most impressed with there, Case?
Actually, the ukulele.
No kidding.
Yeah, I think it's really difficult to make what I would call or classify a beautiful sound out of ukulele, and he definitely, I thought, had a really, really pretty sound coming out of it.
I like the banjo. thought that was a...
Banjo can be...
a nice touch.
Can be a very sweet instrument.
If I could wave a magic wand and teach myself to learn an instrument in a day, it'd be the banjo. I love that sound. It's
really?
So beautiful. Nick. Yeah, it just... And the way... I've never heard banjo for the song Yesterday before. I was really impressed by that.
Nick, I have actually two magic wands at home that I got from the Harry Potter
Universal. And I'll be over this afternoon,
I can
Steve.
Help you out if you'd like. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're getting our next contestant ready, and it looks like our next contestant has turned into a man.
Yes.
What's like that? Josh. What's that all about, Marissa?
I think this is Josh.
Okay. Oh, hold on. I need her microphone on. What's that?
Kira, if you're listening at home, please turn on your Facebook Messenger so I can call you. And,
I saw her in the lower corner there for a moment, but I see some
that was
dude.
Marissa.
Yeah, oh. She disabled her Facebook Messenger video calling that we are doing this over.
Oh, so we're going to go with Josh instead.
We'll go with Josh for now.
All right, fair enough. All right, that makes, I'm like, this, that's not no girl. all right, so.
With a hormone problem.
Our next contestant is from Westchester, and he writes in that he is a software developer and a member of a local shots band, The Good Mess.
Ah.
I've been to several Preston and Steve events like the Camp Out for Hunger, 11 years and counting, and awesome. A few singles mixers as well. Fun fact, a few weeks ago, I performed my sister's wedding ceremony via Facebook Messenger due to social distancing. She is a nurse, and he is a first responder.
Ah.
So that's really cool. From Westchester, Pennsylvania, please welcome Josh.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh. How you doing, buddy?
Doing all right, and yourself?
We are doing quite well, and we're enjoying the local talent and the talent in the home. So what's your preferred instrument?
I would say my preferred instrument is the guitar, but unfortunately it's locked away at our practice space all the way in Philly. So I just have to make do with the instruments that I have lying around the apartment.
Right. So you're going to use a tuba?
No.
No, you're using a ukulele this morning?
Yeah, I'll be playing the ukulele today.
All right, and are you going to sing as well?
I will. Hopefully it doesn't hurt anyone's ears.
Now, in the band, in the Good Mess, what is what's your role? What do you do?
Guitar and backing vocal.
Backing
vocal. So the fact that I'm in this and our lead singer is not makes me feel really good.
Well, listen, we're very impressed so far with what we've seen, and thanks to all of you guys for getting up this early and doing this. So it's working out bizarrely better than we thought in the first 3 minutes of this. So.
I would ask if you got any gigs coming up, but that's a stupid question, so we're not going to mention that.
Follow us on Instagram. We've been trying to post videos every now and then.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. It's cool that you're able to do the use the same system we're using now to play for the wedding.
Josh, what song are you going to be playing?
I'm going to play Such Great Heights by the Postal Service.
Great song.
All right, let's give it a shot. Ladies and gentlemen, from
this.
Westchester, PA this morning, here is Josh.
I'm thinking it's a sign that the freckles in our eyes are mirror images, and when we kiss, they're perfectly aligned. And I have to speculate that God himself did make us into corresponding shapes like puzzle pieces from the clay. True may seem like a stretch, but it's thoughts like this that catch my troubled head when you're away, when I am missing you to death. When you are out there on the road for several weeks of shows, and when you scan the radio, I hope this song will guide you home. They will see us waving from such great heights. Come down now. They'll say, but everything was perfect from far away. Come down now, but we'll stay.
I love
it! That's one of my favorite happy songs.
That's so pretty.
Love it. And a nice performance of that, Josh. Excellent, my man.
Thank you very much.
Well, we will we'll have the judges consider. We'll let you know what happens. Good luck to you, bud.
All right, DBH.
All right, DBH.
Catch some black fingers.
It's 4:20.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's right. Uh-huh. You really should spark something up, Preston, during the show.
Well, we'll consider that. I thought that was a great performance.
It really was really wonderful.
That's all I have
to say. I mean, everybody's great.
Yeah. Anybody want to comment?
That was a pretty version. Go ahead, Gav.
I need to hear all of them. Like, I already have... I just need to hear all of them.
Well, okay. I know, not before, you know, deciding.
No decisions now.
I know.
I'm just saying about that performance, what would you say?
I don't want to comment.
Oh my God. Okay.
Because I want to talk to you guys.
But you're supposed to be our Katy Perry.
I don't even think she's listening.
I don't want to be mean. I love that song. It wasn't for me.
Okay. It's okay to be mean. It's okay.
I don't want to be mean.
I know you don't want to, but if there's something you heard that you didn't really care for, it's okay to say it. I mean, you may be doing them a favor.
I'll tell you what.
I love that song. For me, it just didn't do it. He seemed very nice, and I feel bad saying that.
Kathy, I'll make it easier on you. Why don't you pretend like that was me that was singing, and now tell me how you really feel?
I'm like, dear God, why even waste your time?
That's what we want.
That's exactly it.
All right, our next contestant is ready to go, and she is from Medford, New Jersey. It says here, I'm a freshman. Stevens Institute of Technology in Hoboken, majoring in music and technology. And I love songwriting, and I want to make it my career. I also play field hockey at my school. From Medford, New Jersey, please welcome Kira to the show this morning. Hey, Kira.
Hello.
And Kira, our youngest contestant at 18 years old, by the way. So you're living away from home right now, Kira?
I'm actually back home right now.
Okay.
I'm not at school.
All right, but when at school? Is your first time leaving away, headed out to the world beyond?
Yeah, it's my first time.
And so that didn't last long.
Yeah, right? And you major in music, so what do you do in the sphere of music?
I'm really focused on songwriting and producing and recording and trying to get my music out there. That's what I'm hoping to do.
Okay.
Very cool.
And are you a vocalist?
Yes, I sing and I play piano.
All right. And was that something you did all through the high school music program?
Yeah.
I would imagine, right? You're a total music geek, right?
Yep.
Excellent. That's a wonderful thing. Well, listen, you're our last of the contestants today, and we are dying to hear you sing. So what are you going to be singing for us, Kira?
I'm going to be singing a snippet of a song that I wrote while being in quarantine. Oh. And it's kind of just like how I feel like everyone's been feeling right now. So.
All right. What's the title of the song, or does it have a title yet?
That is still a work in progress.
All right. Well, let's hear what you got. An original piece from Medford, New Jersey. This is Kira, everybody. Here we go.
I know it's scary when you lost all control. You don't think your life has meaning anymore. Everything that you had gone away in the blink of an eye. You're alone, you're inside with your thoughts that you despise. You thought you drove them away by now. But when you're alone, they come back out.
Wow. That was quick. That was very, very well done. Short and sweet. And you wrote that, and you're playing the piano yourself as well, right?
Yes.
That's nice. Pretty damn cool.
Well done. Have you written a lot of songs?
I've written a pretty good amount. I'm working on getting them recorded, but I have a lot in my head right now.
Well, being able to write the songs and to own the rights to those songs, that's what will make you the money in the long run. Not that you're in it for the money, but you should be in it for the money.
You should be in it for the money.
You're partially in it for the
money. All right, Kira, nice work. Thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you later. All right, guys.
I know Kathy hates them all, but I think there's some really talented people
here.
I mean, I know her loathing for them is palpable, but I think for me, I'm impressed.
We're going to have some decisions to make quickly, and before we do that, we have Carlos Mencia coming up at 9.
We're going to continue on there.
Okay, thank you very much.
So I think most of us, Steve, are probably going to do this in the people that we like the most. And Kathy's probably going to do it in who she hated the least.
Probably.
Who she would. Yeah, I think that's it.
Right? I liked Kira. Guys, I liked Kira.
Oh, what did you think about it?
I liked it. I thought it was really good.
That was a reflexive response because she felt bad about the last one.
No.
My only critique of Kira is I would actually like to hear more. I want to hear more.
That was a good song.
I was liking what I was hearing so much that I wanted to hear what more she had to offer.
I agree. I would like to have heard a bit more. She clearly can sing. She is obviously a talented musician in that she wrote the music and lyrics and melody to all that. So, but I would like to have heard a little bit more of her capabilities.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, you know, they say this on American Idol all the time, but, you know, that's a bold move to do, like, your own originals, right? So you kind of want it when you're casting the net out. You want to, you know, to the widest audience. So you want to do a song that everybody kind of knows.
Right, but she took a chance, and the chance was well worth it. And Dylan wrote his own song, by the way. That was I call this R2-D2 in a pool.
By the way, feel free to text in who you think the two best were if you were watching the whole thing. We are the decision makers, but I'm just curious as to what you think. Feel free to send that over.
Listen, they all went on the first date, and again, I always assume everything we do is going to be a disaster. Uh-huh. And that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
Yeah, I think Kira is a star, and I'm not afraid to say I think she's top 24 material. No
is
doubt.
Is that from American Idol?
Yeah, that's what they say all the time. Okay. And we only have 24 contestants.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
I was pretty confident in saying that she's the top 24.
So
Steve.
Go ahead, Nick.
I'm sorry, Steve. Just following up on what you just said. Like, sometimes when you turn the creativity and the ability over to the listeners, a la the Cardboard Classic, you can see, like, how talented people actually are.
Oh, my God. Yes.
You know, when we're doing something like this, you're like, oh, yeah, other people out there are actually good at stuff.
Well, anything that allows other people to do our jobs, really, right. We enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes. If something can eat up 45 minutes on the air, we're all for it.
Sit and listen?
Yeah.
That, for us, is a win.
Get a whole lot more Preston and Steve at PrestonandSteve.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.